And welcome back, everybody, to Phenomenal Impact. My name is Cameron Phillips. I'm so happy to have you here with me today on the podcast. Hope you guys are ready for a fun discussion. Today, it's just me. We have a solo episode coming up, but I'm going to get into some personal things. We're going to have a nice life chat and overall a casual conversation, not so much about business, not so much about tips, tricks, strategies, and whatever, more just about my life, where I'm at, how I'm incorporating my own mindset to grow my business and move myself forward, and just a little more casual hangout, second week of March, happy Wednesday type of podcast for you today. So if you guys are new, make sure to subscribe, stick around. I almost said give this podcast a thumbs up, but that doesn't really work, does it? YouTube lingo coming in. Anyways, let's get on with the show. You're listening to Phenomenal Impact, the podcast designed to help you grow your influence and impact online with your host, me. I'm Cameron Phillips, and for the past 4 years, I've grown a brand that has allowed me to get paid to travel the world, create media that I love, and share the stories of people and experiences around the world. Sit back and be inspired as we hear from industry experts, influencers, and people who have made a phenomenal impact on their industry. You'll learn the tools, tips, and strategies to create your own business out of what you love and accomplish your wildest dreams. Make sure to leave a review on iTunes and subscribe for new episodes weekly. All right, everybody. Hello. Happy Wednesday. Welcome back to the podcast. First of all, quick thank you again for the support we've received on this podcast so far. It means the world to me. And let me tell you what, it was difficult to get this episode up today on Wednesday, but I pushed through because I wanted to make sure that I was consistent and gave this content to you guys as a thank you for the support and the love and the feedback. So that being said, quick reminder again to please go leave a review on iTunes, because I know I mention it every time and I see all you guys listening to it. I see all the downloads, but I'm not seeing the reviews. So if you guys could do that, it would mean the world to me. I'd really, really appreciate it. So moving forward, today I would love to talk about several different things. I wrote down a little list of things I want to cover, things I want to chat about. And again, like, the whole theme of this is a casual conversation. So I personally listen to podcasts when I drive a lot. I listen to podcasts at the gym. So maybe I'm going to be your little friend today in your ear while you're on a road trip or working out or on the way to work or however you consume podcasts. Anyways, so this week, I just got back from an exciting press trip. I went to Walt Disney World in Orlando, Florida for an Experience Disney as an Adult Media Day experience press trip. And I actually think I want to do a full episode about press trips and about what it's like as working media on these experiences, because I think it's super fascinating. It's personally one of the things that I really love about my job and one of the things I really love to do, being able to work with different media agencies, PR companies, and just different brands in general to tell stories about their, you know, about their destination or about their experience they have to offer or whatever it may be. And I've had several different opportunities like this, like mainly tourism boards, I say, or the primary means of press trips I've been on, like Thailand, Virginia, Sweden, and so on and so forth. And then this was similar because it felt like a travel press trip, even though it was all just at Disney World. And let me just tell you what, I am not a Disney person. I'm really, really not. I know if you guys follow me on social this week, it seems like I have been or I am, but I'm really not a Disney person. It's never really struck a big chord with me. I know people who, you know, go, you know, once a month. I know, even know some people who go every weekend, and that's just never really been me. But let me say, I really did love the opportunity to be able to travel to Orlando and experience Disney from an adult perspective, which was the whole theme of it. And I know I'm talking really, really candidly about this and giving a lot of exposure to this, but more on that in a minute. I had a really, really good time, and it was great seeing the amount of work and the amount of work and attention to detail put in to make guests feel comfortable and welcome and have a good time is truly remarkable. And I think that's Disney's probably signature thing. But my friend Brandon and I brought my friend Brandon out there, and we had a really, really, really good time. But what I was just thinking about on the subject of that, if you guys have watched some of my videos from the past talking about travel influencers, talking about influencers and like media experiences, and I was just thinking, it seems like I've been talking a lot about this Disney experience this week, which brings up a really good point, because I mentioned in a video once about how it really makes an impact on how the creators are treated by the PR agencies or by the organization structuring the press trips or the experience. And in me looking to work with tourism boards or with brands to help them develop their social strategies in the future, I think it's really important to make this point, because I've said this and now I'm proving my own point right now, because the way you treat the talent, the way you treat the writers, the influencers, the photographers, the people you're bringing on these media experiences, the way you treat them is how they're going to represent your product. Of course, the honesty is there. Of course, if they genuinely have a bad time or find distaste in one of the products or services or locations that the company is offering, of course, you know, that's going to be reflected in a truly honest opinion brought down by the writers or the creators. But in the case of Disney, in the case of a few other press trips I've been on where I have like a good time, I have a, you know, a nice time, everything is a good experience, definitely able to write a story about it. But if they treat me or a creator with a lot of respect and respect my time and are polite, timely, it makes a big difference. It makes a really, really big difference because I'm sitting here and am freely continuing to talk about my experience at Disney and how I had a great time versus some other press trips that I've been on, some other media experiences. If, yeah, I had a great time doing what I was doing, but it was overall like very rude people, not responsive, bad with time, bad with money, disrespectful, then why am I going to continue to, I get bitter about it and want to talk about it in a negative light or not talk about it at all. Versus the Disney people, while they offered a great media experience, everything was treated with the utmost professionalism, from the email communications to the in-person communications to like timeliness, schedule adherence, like everything was so professionally done that it added to the experience. And here I am talking even more about this experience once again. And if you might be lost in this with me, but hear me out. It really does make a difference when you're working with anyone in business or in life or trying to create a press, a media campaign, trying to work with talent, trying to work with business, anything. The way you treat people is how it's going to affect your long-term mindset about the issue or they're about yours. Like me coming in and being a good person, being a positive, being a respectful, responsible creator on this press trip, respecting their time and being appreciative of the fact that they invited me reflects better towards me in their mind than some of the other creators who are on this trip. Let me just say, there were a few people who didn't even come on these media experiences with us. Basically, how this works, and this, you know, kind of furthers this point I'm talking about of me being polite and showing up on time and, you know, being a good talent, I guess, you know, it reflects better on me than it does if I didn't act that way. And the case in point is that there were a few people on this trip who didn't act that way, who, yes, were influencers invited there to come document the experience of experiencing Disney as an adult. And we have a very thick schedule, you know, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. all 3 days, you know, it's a long day. But there was this one creator who barely came to anything. She showed up, you know, for like 25% of the activities. And I heard from people that they were upset by that. And what does that do? That hurts her reputation in the long run. Because if someone asks and someone approaches this PR contact and they're looking for influencers, her name's not getting brought up. If Disney has another opportunity that they want to go forward and hire more talent, hire more influencers, hire more media, her name's not getting brought up. Why? Because even though this was a non-paid event, she still didn't really respect their time. And they weren't over asking. You know, the schedule was very busy, I will admit that, but they weren't. You know, we had no real, like, post obligations. We had no social obligations and or no content obligations, I should say. And showing that you don't respect that offering that they were able to give you this, you know, multiple $1,000 trip in considering flights, food, experiences, park passes, accommodations, all that. And for you to not go along and participate, it just reflects really, really poorly. And I think the overall takeaway from this, you know, I like talking about mindset on this podcast. I like talking about, you know, yeah, business, but mainly mindset. The point of this podcast is going to be, you know, the internal of business, the internal of life, the internal of influence, like how you approach situations and how that really reflects on your life and your career in the media industry. And this is a prime example of a company treating creators well and them getting more long-term impact from it, because here I am still talking about Disney, and creators treating brands well. And in terms of getting longer impact, because, you know, case in point, let's say Disney wants to hire someone again. You know, I was respectful. I keep saying respectful, but that's really the word that comes up. I was respectful of their time. I was courteous. I was polite. And I have no bad strikes against me for them to hire me again versus someone who wasn't necessarily respectful of their time or courteous. Why would they hire them again? Right? There's a balancing act here. And I was even having a discussion on the phone this morning, talking about people doing the right thing versus the wrong thing. And, you know, it's really frustrating in our life when you see someone taking a shortcut or cheating or doing something that gives them more success quicker. Like, you know, if you cheat in a test, you don't have to put in the hours to study and you can get also an A, and then, you know, you walk away and it's fine. I do fundamentally believe that while that's very frustrating, in the long run, doing the right thing pays off. There's so many situations where cheating or stealing or doing the wrong thing can get you ahead in the moment. And if you get away with it, yeah, great. But I firmly believe that doing the right thing is an investment in the long term. And I really do think that's important. And I think that's something to take away from life. And I had this whole discussion about this morning. I think it matters. I think it really, really matters. And as someone who, I don't know, I feel like I've been around a lot of people who take shortcuts, or just I've seen it happen a lot. And you feel like, wow, I feel like I've put in so much time and I've done the hard work and not gotten the reward versus people who've just cheated or paid it off or did whatever. I feel like that's a really easy trap to get caught in, especially in our modern society of instant gratification. At the end of the day, if you can take away one thing from this podcast today, doing the right thing is an investment in your long-term future. And that is something that is very important. Very, very, very important. It's the same as, you know, saving for retirement. You know, yeah, you want to spend that $100 today and go to the mall and buy a pair of pants or buy a pair of shoes or whatever, go out to eat. But if you put that $100 away this week, you know, all of a sudden you're going to have $1 million in the bank, you know, over many, many years. And it's like, it's those little things that add up to better in the future. I really do think that's important. So anyways, that was my Disney press trip talk. Wow. On the same subject of the press trip, what I loved about this experience was literally the fact that it was an experience. It was experiencing Disney as an adult, which brings me to my second major topic of this podcast today. It's experiences. Experiences are how people want to travel these days. And it's also the foundation of my travel brand, Phenomenal Traveler, and what I want to grow from that and my whole brand on YouTube. Now, look, I've been a little cloudy in my purpose for my YouTube and purpose for my website and purpose of just my whole creation on social media because, you know, in my defense, I'm not going to sit here and play the victim, but I've been doing this for a long time and I've seen so many things change in my own life and in the world, and I've lost a lot of my ultimate vision of where I want to go or what I want to build. And I feel like when I first started in the online world, I had such a big vision and it really gave me the motivation, the drive. And I talked about that in episode one of this podcast, the first episode, building a long-term vision plan for success. It's so important. It's so, so, so important because it creates the foundation of all the motivating factors you need in your life to succeed. And it's really, really important. And I think I lost a lot of that in my own life. And I've been coming to terms with rebuilding that vision. And I keep having the vision, but then I'll have anxious thoughts and I'll slip up on it, or I'll, you know, try and reposition or just kind of get lost and not honor that vision that I know is true for myself, you know, that intuition vision type deal. And I feel like my true vision for where I want my travel brand to go in terms of my own personal videos, the stories I tell, the photos I share, the website and brand I create, it's all about experiences. Because I feel like travel for the 20s and 30s, for people in their 20s and 30s, and probably even 40s, it's so skewed now. It's so skewed because of digital media, because travel has become models on a beach taking the same photo as everyone else, and you thinking at home, why can't that be me? Or why can't I be there? Travel has changed from going and seeing the world and going and having experiences and going and doing things and like actually like getting a story out of it to going and getting the photos and going to take that shot that everyone else is. I know this isn't, I'm not speaking for everyone here, but I'm speaking for a lot of people. And I know, I mean, I can admit it myself. So I know other people are on the same page. It's become this very weird competitive world of just, you know, everyone's trying to be an influencer. Everyone's trying to take the model photos on the beach. Everyone's trying to have a magazine curated feed of their life and their travels. And it's difficult because it's so hard to maintain. I mean, as someone who is in the industry and has been doing this for a while and is equally as guilty as promoting this as I'm ranting about it, it's really difficult. It's a difficult trap to fall into. And I think a lot of people are done with it. I think the whole like gig on travel influencers is up. I think what's going to succeed is authenticity, true storytelling, and experiences, which is why I feel like my travel brand is now in the industry of marketing experiences to people and helping people who want to go and travel but don't know what to do. Here's the thing. I'm 24. I love traveling. I love experiencing the world. And in that is exactly what I mean. I love experiencing the world. And I know I personally have lots of instances where I see people on Instagram and I'm like, well, how do I do that? How do I get there? What do I do when I get there? Like, how does this, you know, impact my actual travel? I want to go and have an experience that I don't know what to do. So I find myself on Google looking up best 10 things to do in Seattle. Let's say Seattle, an example. So you get a Yelp list or a TripAdvisor list of the top 10 things to do, and you get, you know, the Pike Place Market, the Gum Wall, the original Starbucks, all these things. And like, well, that's great. It doesn't say like, go to Pike Place Market and wait for them to throw a fish and then, you know, go to this restaurant here and have this experience because that'll let you like get a good taste of Seattle, or like go out with local fishermen on a boat and have an experience fishing in the Puget Sound, or go hunting for oysters, or go to an art museum run by these people who were born and raised in Seattle and have this perspective on queer culture and media and art, and they put together this amazing exhibit that really represents a lot of the local scene in Seattle and understanding a lot more of the communities that exist in the Pacific Northwest. You know, it doesn't say go and visit, you know, Snoqualmie Falls and experience the nature of the Pacific Northwest and where, like, the coast turns into the mountains and go up through Snoqualmie Pass. It doesn't say these things. It just says, you know, go to this museum, go to this church, go to this, you know, attraction. And well, a lot of the times, yeah, those are great things to see. It doesn't tell you how to experience something. It doesn't say, you know, I want to book a flight right now to Colombia, to Bogota, Colombia. I don't know what to do there. What am I going to Google? A top 10 list and find like, oh, go see this church, go to this art museum, you know, do this. I want to just know how I can go and have a local experience that's going to allow me to understand a culture and a people, or to the best of my ability in a short period of time, but to go and have like a real travel experience. And I feel like that's what people crave. And I feel like you get less and less and less of that now because people want that but don't know how to get it. So instead, go and just end up trying to take the model Instagram photos of, you know, having an influencer experience. And I know I'm not speaking for everyone here, but I definitely think that is a difficult thing in society that I can help with, which is the foundation for Phenomenal Traveler, and also something that I personally experience in terms of I want to travel somewhere, I want to be able to go somewhere on a whim, but I want to be able to know what to do. You know, I want to be like the me to talking about Tuscany. You know, I can tell you what to do in Florence and have a great experience. It's going to be more than visiting the Duomo and eating a sandwich. You know, I can tell you what to do in Tuscany that's going to allow you to feel like you had a great experience and you saw more than just walking around the streets of Florence wondering what to do, and you've left like you had a sense of what the culture and the lifestyle was like. And that's what I want to have for every city and every country in the world. I want, you know, you to be able to go and actually experience what traveling is really like rather than just going to take photos or, you know, visit a monument. I think travel is so much more than that. And I think that's really the foundation, these experiences, that's really the foundation of what I want my travel brand to be and what I want my videos to be about and my social presence and my website. So that was a rant. But I do feel like it's a strange culture on Instagram these days. And I feel like people are going to move away from it. I think we just need to give it some time. I think there's going to be some big shifts in how people respond to influencers, in how people respond to these polished photos, and in terms of how these platforms are going to change. You know, Instagram's owned by Facebook and they're up in the air right now. They have a lot of issues going on, and I feel like they've made so many changes in the past couple years. Who knows what it will look like 2 years from now? The landscape could be totally different, you know? And I think these are all very interesting things to consider as we move through this age of incredible, you know, change in the social world, in the digital media world. Things change unbelievably fast. So, you know, it's a lot. It's a lot. It's, I think at the end of the day, though, my grand vision and how I want to move forward is to curate these travel experiences and being able to help people who want to go and have travel experiences. And when someone thinks, I want to travel to France, and like, oh, let's go to Phenomenal Traveler and let's figure out the experiences we want to have, book them, and, you know, it's like a curated guide, I guess is the best way to put this. You know, and this is the thing about being a young entrepreneur. You figure things out. You work through things. You figure out the why, then you change the why, and then you have the long-term vision, and the long-term vision shifts, and you try and make it work. And that's going to lead into my third topic, which is not getting a corporate job. LOL. So I oftentimes will get frustrated. You know, I'm 2 years out of college. I live a very interesting life. It's very atypical, atraditional, but I very much understand why I'm doing this. And there's a lot of times where it's like, yeah, it'd be easy to just get that paycheck every 2 weeks and like, you know, go in 9 to 5 and be done on the weekends and not have to worry endlessly and not have to think about it at night and think about it. But the tea is that, you know, a corporate job or not, me going and getting a 9-to-5 job comes with its own set of stresses and its own set of drama and limitations and things that I would be upset about. And at the end of the day, I made the choice to not go and get a corporate job and not go and join the 9-to-5 lifestyle, as easy as it would seem sometimes. And whenever I get down on myself and think, oh, I just need to go do that, it's like, no. Like, I put myself in the situation because I chose to for a reason. And I have faith in myself. And the only thing that stops me is my inner saboteur and the ego and the doubt and the anxiety, the anxious thoughts. That's what really sets the stage for me feeling bad on myself or getting anxious and worrying. And at the end of the day, I got to remember that long-term vision and remembering that I chose not to do this. I chose not to go down that 9-to-5 lifestyle because that's not what I wanted for myself. And I have to, you know, act on that and be strong in that thought and be confident in my choice that I did that. I mean, I've made that choice like almost 2 years ago now. So, you know, things change. It's amazing how many things have happened since I graduated college. And it's really easy for me to feel like I've done nothing, but that's obviously not true. It's a crazy world. And especially for us, you know, those of you who are also in your 20s, you know, it's a weird time, you know, especially around college graduation, especially with the pressure that we all face these days to, you know, step out of school into that $100,000 a year job, to feeling like you're changing the world and to be famous. And, you know, there's a lot of pressure to just be doing the best and the most that you could possibly be doing. But the thing is, that's just not the reality of life. And at the end of the day, like, you know, the biggest person you have to impress is yourself. And we live in a culture where I feel like a lot of us feel we have to impress other people and we just neglect our own happiness or where we really want to go on our own path. So that's the tea on that today, everybody. I hope you enjoyed this little candid conversation today. I feel like it was very ranty. I definitely had an Americano before this, a little espresso to get it going. But I am going to be filming some videos today, so I am going to end this podcast here. I hope you guys enjoyed chatting with me today. I really enjoy you guys being a part of this journey and coming along the Phenomenal Impact journey. These are some of the things that are creating impact in my life right now and that have impacted me to be where I am currently. You know, the travel experiences, the press trips, the not getting the corporate job, these all have had huge impact on my life and impact on where I want to go in the future. And I love this platform in helping you guys develop your own impact and helping share stories of people who've made amazing impact in the world. I mean, I have so many friends and acquaintances who have done amazing things online, and I want to talk to them all. I want to share their stories with this community, and that is the basis of this podcast. So thank you all for being on this journey. And with that being said, please leave a review on iTunes. Make sure to subscribe. Check out CameronPhillips.net, and I will see you guys next Wednesday for a new episode. Thanks so much for listening. Bye-bye.